The Enlightenment Cafe, you've been doing it for quite a long time. It's kind of a series and it seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Are you going to carry on going?
Yes, we kind of see the number of themes that you could tackle with this is endless. It's like the front cover of New Scientist. You could take on any theme there is on that front cover. And that makes it a really exciting and flexible, diverse instrument for exploring science and communicating that exploration. We're in conversation with Edinburgh Zoo at the moment to do one about conservation. We've had conversations with other institutions like Oxford Science, who are potentially talking to us about doing something about serial killers. And you can take that on as a theme and start to talk to a range of scientists from across a range of fields whose work is to do with that. And our job is then to kind of start thinking about how we could turn that theme, that concept, into a world. And, you know, that world doesn't have to be as big as this one. It could be a small one room turned into some sort of personification of that work's space that, again, is for a small audience on a rotation or something like that. So it's a really malleable format that we're creating, that our goal is to sort of help artists and scientists work together to communicate these important stories that are being worked on a daily basis across the country. It's really exciting and the tip of an iceberg.
And my only experience in immersive theatre has been going to some of the Punch Drunk productions in the past. And for me, they were fantastic. And I loved the fact that you took from them what came from you. And it was very much a personal experience. And I gather your background was in Punch Drunk.
Yeah, so myself and Barra, who's the director, artistic director of Last Theatre, we've both worked for Punch Drunk. And I think find that style of theatre art is really exciting. You can go anywhere, you can do stuff anywhere, and it feels like you challenge everybody involved with it, the audiences, yourselves, the actors, the scientists. And it means that you as one person in this world are in control of your journey. We obviously give them lots of parameters to work within that, and hopefully that means that the comprehension of all players in that is so solid that the entire world then becomes this very real and in this fictional level, this space. And with our Edinburgh show, with the zombie one, we had a Q&A before the finale, before the final vote as to what the fate of Edinburgh was going to be. The audience were out there encouraged to have any last questions before they voted of this team of scientists and actors who were helping to set the scene in this kind of apocalyptic world, I guess. And all of those questions were in the world. So nobody suddenly stepped out of it and started asking a question about, okay, so how do I get into this science field or anything out of the world? They all were asking questions that were about this world that we created, which was a really exciting moment for me because it meant that they got it and that they wanted to get it and they wanted to carry on interacting with all the layers that you try and create with it. And so hopefully that'll happen this time as well.
Okay, well, Andy Frantzowiak, thank you very much for talking to us, and we look forward to seeing it next week.
Thank you very much.